We're going to talk about something tonight that you all really know about. This is just a big word, eschatology. It simply means that end times. Some people think we're in the end times right now, but we're not. We know we're not in end times because we know that we have at least 7 years from the rapture. So we know that end times can't occur until 7 years after the rapture, so end times can't be here now, even though that's what a lot of people say, a lot of people think, and a lot of people have problems with. But we're going to talk about that, and hopefully by the time we finish tonight, we have a little better idea about end times and what it means and how it's going to affect us. So first thing we have here is a little chart, and it talks about the things that are going to happen and the sequence in which they're going to happen. First, we're going to have, and we're talking in detail, first we have the rapture of the church, and that's a silence event. There's nothing else that needs to happen before the rapture can occur. Rapture can occur right now if God decides to do so. And also, after the rapture, there's a tribulation period, a seven-year period of time, and then at the end of the tribulation, there's the second coming of Christ, and he puts his foot on the earth. In between the Christ's second coming and the millennium, the 75 days, and many people don't really know about that, but a lot of pastors don't talk about that. We'll talk about that just for a little bit. And then there's millennium for a literal 1,000 years. And after millennium comes the great white throne judgment. After that comes the eternal state. That is a sequence of events that's going to happen between, you know, once the rapture occurs and the eternal state. So we want to talk about those just in a little bit, just for a little while. First thing we'll talk about is rapture. First of all, the word rapture is not in the Bible. Rapture is not in the Bible. Oh, do you hear about it? People talk about it. It's not in the Bible. It's a translation of the Greek word harpazo, which means caught up. And it's translated to the Latin word rapilure. And we get a rapture from that. And when we get the rapture, Jesus would not set his foot on planet Earth. Rapture literally means to be caught up or snatched away. And he can snatch his church up from the earth, and we can meet him in the air above the earth. All right. So that is what rapture means. Rapture is not in the Bible. In case anybody tells you that, it's not going to happen. Now, as I said before, it can happen at any time without warning. These are some of the times that we know that the rapture can occur. And we can see it now. Denial of God and denial of Christ. Denial that Christ is going to return. And denial of faith. We can see all of those now. Now, we're not going to have time to go through all these scriptures. But what I hope you do is when you go home, in the quiet time and some time, go back, take a look at this, read the scripture, so that you would know exactly what God has said about this. And then you will be more equipped. So when somebody asks you about it, or when you talk about it, or when you hear someone else talk about it, you have the facts in front of you. Now, the rapture only includes the New Testament saints. Okay? The rapture only includes the church. The living and the dead. Now, and we go to, let's see, we really talked about in 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14. The dead in Christ will rise first and meet him in the air, right? So those who have gone before us, those who are accepted Christ as the Savior and have died, will meet Christ in the air first. Okay? Then, right behind that, those who are alive and are Christians will meet Christ in the air. And that's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye. Now, these bodies here can't handle, if we're alive, these bodies can't handle that trip from here to where we meet Christ in the air. And those people who are dead, their bodies are gone. So what's going to happen? They're going to get incorruptible bodies. And we have seen a sample of what it's going to be like when Christ rose from the dead. We've seen a sample of his body. We know that, you know, it's flesh. We know that he can eat. We know that he can go through walls, go through doors. So we can have a great body because our bodies have to be perfect. We can be in heaven. So our bodies will be perfect, incorruptible, and imperishable. Okay. Now that's the situation with the rapture. So all of us who know Christ will be there. Now, any questions about the rapture before we go on any further? Okay. Now let's go to the next one. We talk about the tribulation period. The tribulation starts after the rapture. We don't really know exactly how long after the rapture is going to occur, but we know that the tribulation will start when the Antichrist signs the peace treaty with Israel. That is the start of the tribulation period. Okay. And it could be like 3 months after the rapture, 6 months after the rapture. We don't know how long. But tribulation will start when Satan signs the peace treaty with Israel. Supposedly we've got a 7-year peace treaty. Except Satan lies. Satan deceiver. He deceives them. Now, really the tribulation period is divided into two parts. The first part is 3.5 years. As I say, he makes a peace covenant with Israel. And that's Daniel 9:27. Okay. Daniel 9:27 says, and he will make a firm, he meaning the Antichrist, will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week. But in 1 week, in this time, the week's talking about 7 years. But in the middle of the week, he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offerings. And on the wings of abomination will come one and make desolate, even until a complete destruction, one that is decreed, is poured out on the one who makes desolate. Now, I'm going to explain that a little later on. We're going to talk about that. We're talking about the abomination of desolation. We'll talk about that. But the key is, Satan's going to make a peace treaty with Israel. Now, that's the only time Israel's going to have peace. There are countries right now and the world leaders trying to come to a peace treaty with Israel. With Israel and the Palestinians. And that is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Only time peace is going to come to Israel is when this occurs. Too bad our world leaders don't read the Bible. Don't read Daniel. They know that what they're doing is simply a waste of time. It's not going to happen until Christ decrees, and his word tells us when it's going to happen. Now, that's for the first 3.5 years. The second 3.5 years is called the Great Tribulation. And it starts the final chapter of world history. Okay? The Antichrist is going to break the covenant with Israel. When that happens, he breaks the covenant with Israel, and he does what's called the abomination of desolation. Now, the word abomination in the Greek means something that is disgusting and associated with that which is defiling and idolatrous. Now, Satan is going to go into the temple and sacrifice on the temple. Satan's going to go in the temple, and he's going to want to be worshipped as God. The Hebrew meaning is the same and associated with pagan idols. The word desolation means a condition that is uninhabitable and devastating. In biblical usage, the term can be understood as the abomination causes the desolation. Satan's going to sit in the temple in Jerusalem and say unto the world that he is God and must be worshipped as God. That happens in the middle of the week, which is 7 years. So we have the first 3.5 years, there's peace with Israel. Second 3.5 years, he breaks the treaty. He stops the temple worship, goes in the temple and sacrifices on the altar and says, I am God, I want you to worship me. Now, it's going to end with the second coming of Christ, the glorious appearing. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Now, here we go. Event 3. The end of the tribulation and second coming of Christ. Now, when people talk about the coming of Christ, you need to understand that as a two-phase situation. The first phase we talked about is the rapture, where we meet Christ in the air. Right? Phase two, Christ comes down from heaven, puts his feet on earth at the Mount of Olives, goes to the Kidron Valley, walking through the eastern gate into Jerusalem. That's the second coming. Second coming is Christ puts his foot on the earth, all right? He lands on the earth. That is the second coming. Now, and it's called the glorious appearing, the second coming of Christ. Now, it's immediately after the tribulation period, and everyone is going to see it. Let's go to a little scripture to do that. Let's go to Matthew 24:30. Matthew 24:30 reads as follows. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. Acts 1:11. I know we all know that. Pastor been talking about that. Well, on Wednesday night when we talked about Acts. Acts 1:11. Acts 1:11 reads as follows. They also said, men of Galilee, those are the angels, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. So he left from the Mount of Olives, went up, he's going to come back the same way. And let's go to Revelation 1:7. But people want to, some people think that, well, because the internet, you know, people can see him through that. No, that's not going to happen. You'll be seen with the naked eye. And Revelation 1:7 is as follows. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. Every eye. Even those who pierced him, the Jews, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. So when Christ comes back the second time, everyone who is alive on this earth will see him coming back. Now, when he comes back, he's going to gather his elect. And also we're going to have the resurrection of Old Testament saints, and the resurrection of the tribulation saints. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but we who are the church have already been resurrected. We're in heaven with Christ. The Old Testament saints are not resurrected until Christ puts his foot on earth after the tribulation period, so the Old Testament saints resurrected. And they are tribulation saints. Tribulation saints are those who have been martyred, those who have been killed during the tribulation time. Those will get, all these people who will get their resurrected bodies. Now, I'm going to slip a little bit ahead, and we'll come back to that. But those people who are alive at the end of the tribulation, those people who are alive in the tribulation, who didn't die, they're going to have bodies just like we have now. They're going to go into the tribulation. I'm sorry, they go into the millennium. So those people in the millennium, there will be us who are the saints of the church. There'll be the New Testament saints. I mean, there'll be tribulation saints and the Old Testament saints. And other people, like those people who are alive and in the tribulation, those people that died, they're going to go into the millennium period, and they're going to have children, and Christ is going to rule with an iron hand. But anyway, that's who's going through tribulation. I mean, in the millennium, we'll talk about that a little bit. Now, people say, okay, Christ is going to come the second time. Have you ever thought about why Christ is going to come the second time? Why he's going to come here? Okay. These are some of the reasons that he's going to come a second time. To defeat the Antichrist and his armies. To regather and restore the nation of Israel's spiritual gathering of believing Jews. Now, the Abrahamic covenant says that, the Palestinian covenant will give the Israelites the land that was promised them before, that they never completely captured when they went into the promised land after they left Egypt. So the Palestinian covenant has promised them that they would get their land. So Jesus is coming back, and one of the things going to happen, the Jews will reside in their land and go to, I don't remember the exact scripture, Ezekiel laid out exactly which of the 12 tribes get which portion of the land. That is already declared. We already know what that is.